rolling from the Rock all the way down I-30 to Texarkana. Shades up, teeth gleaming, voice lubed. Here's Wes Moore.
Back at it. Let's go to the Field of Communications Hotline and bring in Matt Jones from WholeHogSports.com. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Wes, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Plenty to talk about today with the national championship game and then Arkansas announcing their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, strength and conditioning coach finally. Are we going to get more today, do you think?
I'm not sure. I've heard both ways that they're going to announce the rest of the staff this afternoon and that they might wait until tomorrow or later in the week to put out that announcement. I know that the coordinators are going to be officially introduced in a news conference setting tomorrow morning. But I'm not sure if they're going to put out the rest of the staff today or wait until after they do those news conferences to announce that. But we know who the majority of those people are. It's a lot of people, a lot of assistant coaches who have come with Chad Morris from SMU. The belief is that Barry Lonnie Jr. is going to stick around in some capacity, whether that be on the field or a support staff role. I'm not 100% sure yet. And then there's been reports out there that Ron Cooper and Steve Caldwell are going to join the defensive staff. And so we know most of the staff. It's just waiting on the official word as to which positions those men are going to have on the staff.
Have you heard anything about Tremaine Carroll, the new strength and conditioning coach?
No. Other than that, he was at SMU with Chad Morris, like a lot of these assistant coaches and support staff members that they have coming in here. I know he played at Oklahoma State under Les Miles and under Mike Gundy, I think a couple of years under each one, and got his career in strength training kind of kicked off there in Stillwater before he went to SMU. But, my thought on strength coaches, and this will probably ruffle a few feathers, is that everybody thinks their strength coach is the best until the next guy comes along. And not to say that those guys don't do good work, but I think there's a little bit too much emphasis put on strength coaches. I think when you really boil it down, every strength coach is very similar.
Yeah, and they all share a lot of ideas, don't they? They have their own little group, and they have their theories of one set or another, and it's kind of this. It's just about how hard you can get somebody to work.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, Ben Herbert was met with a lot of excitement when he came to Arkansas. And by the time, his tenure was over, fans were ready to get rid of him. And, you can go back before him, Jason Veltkamp and Don Decker and on and on and on. And, I think it's more a matter of finding someone who's able to do what the head coach is asking them to do in an off-season conditioning program. And I'm sure he'll do a fine job here.
Matt, watching the national championship game last night and watching Alabama with all those freshmen on the field in the fourth quarter, it made me just feel like the divide is as great as ever. Do you feel that way?
I think there's no doubt that Alabama's ahead of everybody else in the Western Division, but I don't buy into this notion that Alabama's just, unbeatable. We saw them lose to Auburn. We saw them almost lose to Mississippi State. There were some other games where they didn't look so hot this year. I think there was a game, I can't remember if it was Colorado State or Fresno State, where it wasn't ever in doubt that they were going to win, but it wasn't a blowout like you would expect a championship, Alabama team to look. And so, I don't buy this invincible talk about Alabama. I think that, obviously they're going to be a great program as long as Nick Saban's there, but I don't think they're unbeatable. And I think all it takes is, a good recruiting class or two from a team within the division to be able to give them some trouble. I mean, it may have not been on the up and up, but look what Ole Miss did a few years ago. They beat them 2 years in a row on the back of a couple of or three strong recruiting classes. And, even Brett Bielema's teams gave Alabama some trouble once they had, recruited the likes of Alex Collins and Sebastian Tratola and Hunter Henry and Denver Kirkland. They nearly beat them in 2014 here in Fayetteville. They took them into the fourth quarter of the game the next year down in Tuscaloosa. And so, no, never been in the SEC. I think Alabama is a great program, but I don't think it's an invincible program.
And I didn't make myself clear. I meant the divide between Arkansas and Alabama.
Well, maybe between Arkansas and Alabama, it's wider now than it was two or three years ago. But again, can Arkansas put together a couple of strong recruiting classes and narrow that gap? We've seen it happen before. Those weren't great Brett Bielema teams that took Alabama to the wire. The one in 2014 was 7-6, 2-6 in the SEC, and the one in 2015 finished with an 8-5 record, and 5-3 in the SEC. So yes, I think it's wide right now based on the results that they've had the last couple of years, and I think Arkansas probably is due for another maybe lean year next year. But all it takes is a couple of good recruiting classes, and they can be back, in contention to compete, on an any game basis with Alabama, I think.
Matt Jones with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline, WholeHogSports.com. Matt, we just had Coach Zimmerman on the show, and he was emphasizing defense with this team. They got to get it going defensively and bench play. What do you see the issues with Arkansas on the road this past week?
Well, number one, it's on the road, and they're inconsistent on the road, and that's how it's been for many, many years, going back to Nolan Richardson's days. It's just they've been better the last few years in road games, but you look at this year, they're 0-3, and they haven't played well really in two of those. I didn't think they played that well against Auburn the other night. They obviously laid an egg when they went to Houston back in December. They played a pretty good game against Mississippi State in Starkville, but that's a good Mississippi State team too. And I think he's right about the bench play. They're not getting hardly any production from their bench, and I think part of that's a little misleading if you look at it compared to what they had early in the season, because early in the season they were bringing Daniel Gafford off the bench and they were getting a lot of production from him in those games. And now with him in a starting role, you're not getting those points and rebounds and other statistics that, he was contributing to the bench total early in the year. But, C.J. Jones is not scoring like, we thought he would and like he did earlier in the season. And, they've got to have stronger bench play because this looks to me like a team that really relies on Daryl Macon and Jalen Barford to have 20, 25-point nights and maybe Daniel Gafford to come along with a big game here and there to really be successful. And if you're only relying on two or three players, to give you the bulk of your point production, then I think I think you're going to have struggles, especially when you go on the road and you're in a more uncomfortable environment than you're used to.
I saw in this morning's Democrat Gazette that Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, has 9 SEC teams projected in the NCAA tournament. When it's all said and done, how many do you think gets in?
I don't think it'll be 9. I think it'll be less than that. I think these SEC teams are going to beat up each other, Wes, during the conference season. I looked at the top 25 poll yesterday, and I know you can't make a whole lot out of the top 25 poll at this point in the year, but there aren't any SEC teams in the top 20. It's Kentucky at 21, Auburn at 22, and Tennessee at 24. And Tennessee's already had, the two SEC losses, so Arkansas and Auburn. And so I really think that, these teams are going to beat each other up during the season. You saw Mississippi State beat Arkansas and then go to Oxford and lose to Ole Miss. You saw Arkansas beat Tennessee and then go on the road and lose two games. And you saw, LSU pull one out at A&M. I mean, A&M might be the most talented team in the conference, and they're 0-3 right now. So I would be surprised if it's that many. I could see it maybe being somewhere more in the 5-7 range, 7 being probably a little on the high end. But, let's have that conversation in about a month, and I think it'll be a little bit more clear as to who has set themselves apart for the NCAA tournament, because right now I think only maybe Kentucky, Auburn, Tennessee, and Arkansas, if Arkansas can avoid some more road slip-ups, are the teams that have kind of set themselves apart for the tournament at this point. I guess what I'm saying there is teams that you kind of think are pretty safe getting in at this point in the season.
To complete the trifecta, how about Kendall Rogers making Arkansas baseball his pick to win the national championship?
Yeah, I thought they're going to have a good team this year. I think they're really deep in their bullpen. They've got all their starters back. I say all their starters. They've got two of their three weekend starters back from last season, as well as Isaiah Campbell, who is going to be a weekend starter had he not been injured. And then they've got a lot of upperclassmen or sophomores with experience. A guy like Dominic Fletcher. But man, winning the national championship in baseball takes a lot of things going right. That's a hard prediction to make this far out.
It is a bold prediction. Thank you, Matt. Take care. Good talking to you. So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Wes.
At JonesWholeHogSports.com. Hour number three coming up next. Aaron Torres, what to bank on, what to watch, and much more. It's Game On.